We present My Music. A new musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here to introduce the two teams is your chairman, Steve Race.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of My Music, in which the team's knowledge of music of all kinds is tested in a series of questions. We hope you at home will take part as well. First, our two teams. On the one hand, David Franklin and Frank Muir, and they're challenging Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. First, a round of popular, light and classical music. For two marks, what are the following and who composed them? David Franklin, here's yours. I think that's quite a difficult one, but maybe you know it. David?
I think it's impossible.
It isn't. I'll tell you what it is.
let me guess.
Tell me half what it is. I know the area it is. I'm not sure which one it is.
You know, I thought it was I'm Dreaming of a White Warsaw.
No, it isn't. It
isn't. It isn't. Well, is it somebody's dream?
No, it's not anybody's dream. It's somebody's rhapsody.
It's somebody's rhapsody.
It's one of these film bits, isn't it?
No, oh, I don't go to the films.
Do you go to the pictures?
The last time I went to the pictures, it was still called the Bioscope.
It's one of these themes from films.
If I had a bell, I'd ring it, because you really don't know, do you?
No, Cornish Rhapsody.
Yes, all right, one
Cornish
mark,
Rhapsody,
I think.
Yes. Oh, one I thought mark. It was the Dream of Olwen.
No, no, it's the Cornish Rhapsody by, for your second mark, whom? No?
Edinson?
No, by Herbert Bath. No, Bath. Love Story. Well, I gave you one because Frank got the title of the piece.
Well, thank you very much.
I think, well, you're a team after all, aren't you? Dennis Norden, here's one for you to identify. You don't have to identify so much as just repeat.
Repeat it, yes. All the work's been done. It was Anton Walbrook, and he was very handsome as this Polish flying Hopkins. Doctor, will I ever play the piano again? You know. Warsaw Concerto.
By
Richard Adinsell.
Yes. That's your two marks.
Something Moonlight.
Dangerous Moonlight, yes. Two marks. Ian Wallace, here's one for you. Titan composer, please.
Hungarian Rhapsody number 2 by Liszt.
Yes, there's been some complication about the numbering in the course of time, but certainly that's how it's known, the second Hungarian Rhapsody by Franz Liszt. Two marks.
The way you looked at me, I thought I was quite wrong.
Oh, no, you're quite right. That's part of the art of being a nasty, crafty challenge. And, Frank, here's one for you.
The Persian Pheasant. It's one of these glories of brass banditry. The overture of Persian Pheasant.
By?
Jimmy Edwards. In his act.
Here we are.
Come on. The euphonium case. Open it and produce a small trombone. And he used to play the overture to the Persian Peasant. It's by the chap who wrote all the overtures for Jimmy Edwards to play on his brass instruments, Monsieur Suppé.
Yes, two marks. A round of general knowledge questions on music. For two marks, David, for what do the following initials stand? There's one mark for each set of initials. First of all, FRCM. Would you like to answer that? FRCM.
A Fellow of the Royal College of Music.
Thank you. One mark. And BBCM.
BBCM?
Yeah.
British Broadcasting Corporation Mirror.
BBCM?
Yes.
BBCM.
BBCM.
BBC Midlands.
Well, I can't take that because it's not really musical knowledge, is it? Bandmaster of the Bandsman's College of Music, Nella Hall. BBCM. One mark, then out of two. Dennis, which famous national anthem has been used in at least three different countries?
Well, ours is used in America. Uh-huh. My country, 'tis of thee.
Yes.
Sweet land of liberty. Is it used anywhere else?
Yes.
Ian has written... Were you ever a doctor, Ian? I know, it could be anywhere. The Seychelles. No? Switzerland. Switzerland.
Yeah, for all I know, possibly. It's also played throughout Germany under a title I daren't pronounce, but I'll give you two marks just the same. God Save the Queen, My Country, 'Tis of Thee, and Hail, Dear in Stephen Krantz. Ian, rather long question for you. Short answer, perhaps, too. We all know that Bernard Shaw wrote Pygmalion. It became a musical under the title of My Fair Lady. But this happened earlier to another of Shaw's plays. What was the play called? What was the title of the musical comedy, and who composed the music?
You don't want to know about My Fair Lady.
No, not at all. No,
what a pity. I knew the answer. I knew the answer to that.
Earlier Shaw play that became a musical comedy, who wrote it?
An earlier Shaw play that became a musical comedy. Is it, it's the one... Chocolate Soldier. Chocolate Soldier, which was Arms and the Man.
Yeah, that's right, yes. And who composed the music?
It was this one of the Viennese lot.
Yes.
Was it, this wasn't Robert Stolz.
Stolz.
Yeah.
Now, I really can't give you any more chances, can I? It's Oscar Strauss.
Ah.
Frank, in what opera by which composer does Gingerbread play an important part and why?
Gingerbread? Trial by Jury. Guilt. Hang on a bit, he's writing again. I just want a few moments to compose my thoughts, Steve, about this. May I suggest it? The memories come... What's that word? The memories coming back. Hansel and Gretel. Humperdinck. Humperdinck? Hansel and Gretel... Humperdinck.
Humperdinck, Humperdinck.
Well, yeah. Does that mean anything to you?
Yes, it means...
It means anything to me at all.
Gingerbread.
You haven't really told us why gingerbread comes
into the story. The story of Hansel and Gretel, of course, because there was a gingerbread, lovely gingerbread cottage in the woods. And Hansel and Gretel, I think, were turned into gingerbread one point in the plot.
Yeah.
And it's all about a gingerbread cottage and the whole thing of baking children into gingerbread.
That's very good, you know, that's worth three marks. I've got a load of old rubbish here, is the answer. It ends with some stuff about the oven bursts under the strain, the ogress is killed, and her death sets free all the other gingerbread children who turn into ordinary children again, and all ends happily.
Well, you think that's
an opinion.
I thought so, yes. A round of operetta and musical comedy questions. For two marks, can you identify the source and the composer of the following? David, one for you.
And if you call for a song of the sea, we'll hear the captain roar. With the yo-ho for the wind is returning, and the flip on the helm to leave, hurrah for the homeward bound.
Yo-ho,
yo-ho, howling bees, they tickle a fenceman's taste. But the happiest hour of Taylor D is when he's down on an ill and found with his Nancy on his knees. The and his arm.
I feel justified in saying, think before you respond. Which source and by whom?
I thought at first it was the Flying Dutchman. Then I disregarded that thought. It's obviously a yard and a half of yo-heave-ho-ery. I would have said that it was by Mrs. Gilbert and Sullivan, but I imagine that it isn't Gilbert and Sullivan.
Well, the music is by Sullivan. That's one of your two marks.
Ah, that means the book was not by Gilbert. This is the thing that they did.
No, I'm sorry. I'm even misleading you a little. I just want you to give name of opera, please.
Oh, well. So, something about the sea, Pinafore or the pirates, one or t'other.
I did my level best for you. I said, name of opera, please. It's the Mikado. Where it comes from.
I'm sorry, I thought that was the way you normally say it.
One mark for saying Sullivan. Dennis Norton, here's one for you.
This is drink, drink, drink.
Yes.
And there are other words, but I'm quite unfamiliar. The drink, as it's called, the drinking song.
Yes.
Mainly because of this constant reiteration of the exhortation to drink, drink, drink. The Student Prince.
Yes. By
Sigmund Romberg.
Romberg, yes. Two marks for that. Ian, here's one for you. The source, please, as well as the composer, remember.
Sing, and fever schemes arise. He seeks to water at the spring until it's flood and die. Until it's flood and die. And drink.
Here.
And it's hark, hark, good luck.
Yes.
Well done. Jolly good. Well done.
And it's the tenor
singing, yes. Who composed the music?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to tell you, won't I?
You will.
It was composed by Schubert, to words, of course, by Shakespeare, and it ended up in Lilac Time.
So my mate knew that. My mate knew it.
I saw that at the Devonshire Park Theatre, Eastbourne, when I was 8. So it's rather a long time ago.
Frank, is it? That on for a little time because it's such a nice bit of singing, isn't it?
Don't say goodbye. Yes. Very nostalgic. Probably didn't very well, hence nostalgie de la boue. It's called Don't Say Goodbye.
Very good.
Yes. That's fine. Now, for two marks, what did it... what did it come from and who wrote it?
I think it came from an operetta of the 30s.
I should think so. Maybe earlier. I don't know.
Maybe earlier.
Well, I don't know. I just don't know.
It doesn't give any indication, because anybody can say goodbye. I mean, a Canadian Mountie can say goodbye to an Indian maiden, or... A chap in the deserts can say goodbye to a Rif maiden, or up on the White Horse Inn in the snow, somebody can... Oh, no, it's the other one. Goodbye, goodbye, I bid you all a last goodbye. That's another one, isn't it?
No, anybody, not know at such length.
Rosemary.
Yes, Carol.
We not know for half an hour every week.
Secret number, secret.
New moon, Rosemary. No, Nanette.
Keep going.
Yes, Ruth. No.
I shall come in here and tell you it was Wild Violets, the one you forgot to mention.
Oh, they.
Yes, it was they, by Stultz. No marks there. You might like to know that whereas David Franklin and Frank Muir have 7 marks, Ian Wallace and Dennis Dorden have 10 marks. Famous instrumental vocal combinations or groups that have their own styles. Forget the tune, but for 2 marks, identify the orchestra or group. David.
Well, I discard the Harry Orchestra conducted by Barbarolle.
Thank you, Lord.
So you think that's good sting?
A stab in the Hammersmith Dark.
Well, a stab in the Hammersmith Dark, it's Joe Loss.
Well, no, I'm afraid not. It was the London Symphony Orchestra conducted by Edmundo Ross, actually. I think perhaps not terribly typical of Edmundo Ross, but it was the Edmundo Ross Orc. So I'm afraid that's no marks. Yes, it was rather enlarged Orc, I think, for the record.
Oh, that's brass that you came
in. Yes, all right. Dennis, here's one for you to listen to. Olé.
All right. Well, the modern jazz quartet, it isn't. isn't it Jimmy Shand? Isn't that Scottish dancing type music?
Twa marks. Very good. Ian, here's yours. I'm not going to ask you for his Christian name, just his surname.
Well, that's 4 million strings conducted by Mantovani.
Yes, right, right. Two
marks. And it's interesting, I think.
1 million violins.
It's actually 250,000 violins.
You were saying?
I was only saying that it is fascinating that that effect is not produced electronically, because I once had the great privilege of singing with that orchestra and found they could do that marvellous sort of thing on their own without any sort of echo chambers or anything.
You're not Charmaine, are you?
I've been accused of many things in my time.
No, it is interesting. That is the way it's the way the violin parts are distributed between the different desks of violinists. And it was invented, I think, originally thought of by one Ronald Binge, who wrote it in an arrangement for Mantovani. Frank, I'm listening for you. E femmina che ho fresca bella, carreta mi sa fanno a mille, e faccio concorrenza non facciamo.
Italians.
Yes.
Quartet.
Yes.
Marina Marini.
2 marks. Yes. Now we come to the really difficult bit. In this round, you will hear played the first few bars of an old traditional song, played actually on the mellotron by Graham Daly, for 3 marks. Continue the song with the correct words. David. Now, can you sing that for us?
Oh, where and oh, where has my Highland lady gone? Oh, where and oh, where has my Highland lady gone? Oh, where and oh, where has my Highland lady gone? Now, all together. Oh, where and oh, where has my Highland lady gone?
You've got to write first.
The title of that piece was Where and Oh, Where Has My Highland Lady Gone?
I think 2 for sheer effrontery out of 3 for that version of The Bluebells of Scotland. I must tell you, on my card here, it says underneath in brackets, music doubtful, but a Mrs. Jordan is mentioned.
Never by me.
Never in the mess, I trust, yes.
It's better than saying Mrs. Jordan doubtful, but music is mentioned.
Right, some singing now, ultimately, from Dennis North.
I haven't sung this, heard it, since I used to sing this in Scouts.
You never told me.
I did. It was the only time in my life when I really was clean in thought, word, and deed. If I die, I die, I die. If I die, if I die. If I die, I die, I die. If I die, I die.
3 marks. That's what I've got here.
Oh, that's all there are. Yeah.
Do you know the verse?
Yes, it's about it's Excelsior,
yes,
actually.
That's right. Alpine Village, Strange Device, and all the rest of it. That's 3 marks. That's the way to do it. Ian, here's one for you.
In a body, meet a body, need a body cry. Ilka lassie has a laddie, name they say, hey, I.
Hold on.
Yet all the lads, they smile at me when coming through the rhyme.
Yes. It is, of course, a girl's song.
I thought that was almost too beautiful. 3 marks for that, and Frank, something for you to follow.
Rifle, rifle, nothing up your rifle. Nothing up your rifle. This is a country ballad known as Strawberry Fair.
Oh. By Mrs. Jordan?
Doubtful.
It was and I was going to Strawberry Fair. I haven't the volume of Ian Wallace, but daisies. I met a maiden.
This is the best bit.
Rifle.
Must get this bit right. No. Must get this bit right.
Rifle, tiddle little rifle. Rifle.
Are you free to do the Messiah on December?
I think that was right, give or take a tolly riddle, I do. That's right. 3 marks for that. And in this round, you shall be played upon the phonograph a few bars of a song, a record, actually. And for 2 marks, I shall expect you to give me the title and the artist or artists who have made these particular numbers popular. I warn you, they are rather on the brief side, so you have to listen very intently. David, here's yours. Well, it's a long one to write down for him, Frank, isn't it?
I didn't recognise the voice. This is an artist who is actually playing his or her own accompaniment.
Oh, I wouldn't say that for a minute. Not even Daddy was playing the accompaniment here, no.
This is Daddy. What beautiful writing you have, haven't you?
Very legible.
Nancy Sinatra.
Yes. And the title of the song. Has he got that written down for you as well? Frank.
I don't know.
Can you give the title of the song?
Those boots were made for walking, David.
Oh!
And that's just what they'll do. These boots were made for walking, and they'll walk right over you.
We have to have all the rest.
Well, it's an approximation to the words of the song. I think your words are actually better than the words in the song, Frank. 2 points for that. Dennis, the record for you to listen to. Please listen very closely.
that the song which caused the boundaries of popular music to be renegotiated.
Yes.
It's Eleanor Rigby by Lennon and McCartney. And I believe that's McCartney's own arrangement.
I think that's going into bit. I don't think he can write for a string quartet.
Well, he hums it, and George Martin comes in and says, all right, lad, I'll put the dots down.
Two rocks. Ian, a vocal one for you. What am I to do? It's all there.
Try Maria Callas.
I'm going to try Sandy Shaw.
That was a good guess, really, from an opera singer. It wasn't Sandy Shaw. In fact, let's give you... Yes, it was... Yes, that came from the wrong side. It was, in fact, Cilla Black. Do you know the name of the song? I shouldn't think.
Anyone who had a...
Yes!
A what?
A heart!
Yes, so you retrieve one mark from the debris of that.
My friend did.
Now, all attention, please, from Frank for your record.
Where there is a pavement for any great foot on, use it.
Frank Muir.
The Highway Code.
Yes, sung by...
I think it's the Master Singers.
Yes, absolutely right. Yes, the Master Singers by Wagner. The Master Singers, two marks. Yes. And I'm afraid that brings us to the end of this edition of My Music, in which Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden won by 3 marks.
Taking part in My Music with David Franklin, Dennis Norden, Frank Muir, and Ian Wallace. The chairman was Steve Race. At the Mellotron was Graham Danny. The questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason. The program, which was recorded, was produced by Tony Schreier. Thank you.